The heat of an Oklahoma summer hangs heavy outside the Martin Luther King Jr. Center near downtown Muskogee. As temperatures climb into the 100s on a sultry Saturday afternoon, the air conditioning hums along inside while nearly 20 African-American community members eat a potluck lunch of spaghetti, chicken, and salad. But this isn't a social gathering. They're here to learn more about how they can gain citizenship into the one of the tribes in Oklahoma.
I think there's more people who are aware of the Cherokee freedmen and our fight, as well as the other freedmen of the five tribes, than certainly more than, say, 12, 15 years ago.
That's Marilyn Vann, president of the Descendants of the Freedmen of the Five Civilized Tribes Association. Freedmen is another name for the descendants of former slaves who'd been held by the Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, Creek, and Seminole before the Civil War and throughout their journey on the Trail of Tears from the Southeast to Oklahoma. Nearly 30,000 Cherokee freedmen are now seeking citizenship in two cases against the Cherokee Nation. Vann's father was an original Dawes enrollee, so when she applied for citizenship to the Cherokee Nation in 2001, she was a little shocked by what happened.
I was very surprised to get a rejection letter from the tribe. I didn't understand it. I'm not a person that can be easily fooled. And then I said, well, something will have to be done. I will have to start an organization and get people together to try to fight this, maybe go to court or do whatever needs to be done.
Marilyn Vann has been to court nearly five times. The first was in 2003 when she sued the Cherokee Nation after they revised their constitution to exclude the freedmen. She won that case, and in 2006, 2,800 freedmen, including Vann, became citizens with freedmen status. They can vote and access services available to any Cherokee citizen. But in 2007, the Cherokee Nation again amended their constitution to state that Indian blood was needed for Cherokee citizenship, thus closing the door to any new descendants of freedmen seeking tribal citizenship. That case, Cherokee Nation versus Nash, is currently awaiting a decision. At the heart of the debate is the interpretation of the 1866 treaty that re-established relations between the federal government and the Cherokee Nation. It stemmed from the aftermath of the Civil War when the Cherokees were fighting on the side of the Confederates. As punishment, the federal government required that the Cherokee give citizenship to their now freed slaves. The Cherokee have been fighting this decision on and off ever since.
Their argument has been that the treaty does not provide those rights to the freedmen. And the argument, that if I can best summarize it, is it doesn't say citizenship. It says all the rights of Cherokees and that they can extinguish the rights of Cherokees.
That's Attorney John Veeley. He's argued Marilyn Vann's case against the Cherokee Nation since the beginning. He's no stranger to the freedmen issue. Over the last 16 years, he's represented not only the Cherokee freedmen wanting citizenship into the tribe, but the Seminole freedmen as well.
The whole purpose of the Civil War was over the institution of slavery and whether slaves were people, right? And whether they had the same rights as other human beings. So you're not going to leave, it wouldn't make any sense, to leave these five tribes to allow slavery to exist within the jurisdiction of the United States. So that was the purpose of the treaties.
Members of the tribe, including former Principal Chief Chad Smith, say the issue has been unfairly characterized as being about race. Smith was Principal Chief when Vann sued the Cherokee Nation in 2003 and during a controversial constitutional amendment in 2011 that many say was designed to keep the freedmen from voting. Smith says that it's a matter of sovereignty. Cherokee people should decide who and who is not part of the tribe, and that means Cherokees who are Cherokee by blood. Marilyn Vann, on the other hand, says it does have to do with how people look rather than your degree of Indian blood.
They are people who their father, their grandfather, are completely Caucasian looking. They have never been discriminated against based on their color, their race. They can't conceptualize that. Maybe they don't want to sit in the council house with that person that appears African, more African-American looking to them.
The current administration for the Cherokee Nation declined an interview for this story because of the pending case. Members I spoke with in and around the tribal complex in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, also wouldn't go on record. Some said yes, freedmen should be part of the tribe. Others felt that freedmen just wanted benefits and nothing else. but all agreed the issue is complex and they would accept whatever decision the court handed down. Whatever decision the court does make in the Cherokee Nation versus Nash case, either for or against letting the freedmen into the tribe, will reverberate across Indian country, where the question of being Indian by blood or by familial and tribal ties remains at issue. For KOSU, I'm Allison Herrera.